This is Press TV's Top 5. Thanks a lot for joining us. The permanent representative of Syria to the United Nations says that legally speaking, the country is now a full member of the international treaty banning chemical weapons. Bashar al-Jafari made those remarks in New York after submitting relevant documents to join the International Treaty of the United Nations. Damascus has said it will start submitting data on its chemical weapons stockpile a month after signing the convention. The 1997 Chemical Weapons Convention requires signatories to completely destroy their stockpiles. Meanwhile, the United States has described Syria's application to join the treaty as important. However, U.S. State Department spokesperson Mary Harf said the move cannot be a substitute for the verification and ultimate destruction of those weapons. To discuss that a bit further, and I joined Mr. Michel Chosudovsky, who is with the Center for Research on Globalization, who's joining us live now from Montreal. Sir, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, how do you react and how do you assess Syria's joining of this chemical weapons treaty?
Well, we might say that in some regards this development is positive because the U.S. administration has not launched a major theater war against Syria, which would have devastating consequences. But I think we should also understand that Obama's claims pertaining to the threat of chemical weapons from the government of Bashar al-Assad are based on a lie. They're fabricated. The evidence of chemical weapons threats points to the rebels, and this is not only acknowledged by press reports and the UN, it is also acknowledged by US intelligence sources. And to that extent, we can say that Obama, Secretary of State John Kerry, have lied regarding this matter. They do not have the information or the evidence to make these accusations. Having said that, the commitment by Syria to join the Ban on Chemical Weapons Convention has to be clearly understood. The convention does not require the immediate destruction of stockpiles. In fact, it sets a calendar for the destruction. And I should mention that both the United States and Russia are way behind in their commitments, and they have violated the convention. The United States has still something of the order 3,000 declared 3,000 tons of declared stockpiles of chemical weapons, and no doubt other possessions which are undeclared, and it had to destroy those by last year, and an extension has been given for the next 10 years. Now, so that I think has to be clarified. There's a timetable, and it does not require immediate implementation. But then we have to ask ourselves that following Obama's speech on September 11, press reports have confirmed that the United States is stepping up its support to the so-called rebels, but terrorists. There is no ceasefire, and those rebels are not only receiving deliveries of more weapons from the United States and its allies, but they are also in possession of chemical weapons. And then the question is, how will this so-called international inspection be implemented if at the same time the United States and its allies are sending in more paid mercenaries to commit more atrocities? I think what this development in diplomatic rhetoric has led to is, on the one hand, Obama has in a sense saved face in relation to U.S. public opinion. Very few people in America believe the official story. There's a lot of opposition. Senator John Kerry, who is known to have mingled with al-Qaeda al-Qaeda leaders inside Syrian territory is the target of a massive campaign at the grassroots, so that I think that particular dimension has also been, has to be addressed. The United States and its allies have not declared a truce. They're continuing the ground war with their paid mercenaries and terrorists. And ultimately, the question is, will this transition be allowed to proceed in terms of meaningful agreements on the issue of chemical weapons?
Okay, we'll have to leave it there for now, but of course, we do appreciate your insight as always. That was Mr. Michel Chertozovsky speaking to us live from Montreal.